Tomorrow's news today.
It's Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026, and all hell's breaking loose.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It rhymes. We are repeating history right now. We're in the midst of a new world war, though it's undeclared. Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday global transmission. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the Alex Jones Network studios in Austin, Texas. All right. I mean, every news day is ultra massive, as you know, but this one particularly has my head basically spinning. I am godsmacked right now. There's so much good happening, bad happening, crazy happening. They're definitely trying to roll out an Ebola pandemic hysteria, but it's not working. I've confirmed that Trump did just explode yesterday on Netanyahu, tell him you're effing crazy. The whole world's turning against Israel because of you. You're slaughtering all these civilians. You'd be in effing jail, prison if it wasn't for me. What's really all behind that? Folks have to understand, I know most of you do, that I have sources inside the White House, inside the Pentagon, everywhere. So we have a giant show. And I am reached out to and also reach out and confirm these things. Trump did say this to Netanyahu yesterday. And you notice that's not been denied by Israel or by their spokesperson, Mark Levin. He's saying arrest, you know, put in prison whoever did it. It was Trump gave it to Axios. Now, you can say, oh, well, you know, it's theater. Trump wants to act like he's the good cop. Of course. But the point is that means he's moving away from continuing the war. We're trying to put pressure on it to stop. When I reported on this yesterday, I saw like half the comments on X, millions of views on my videos I shot yesterday afternoon, just talking about it. Going, oh, why are you giving Trump a facelift? That's nothing to do with Trump getting a facelift. It has to do with getting this damn war shut down and the fact that Israel started it to drag us into it. That won't take any blame away from Trump being wrong on this, okay? This isn't about him. It's about the civilians being killed. It's about the world economy. We have Tina Peters out of prison. First interview there. We have Trump names Bill Pulte, housing regulator turned MAGA enforcer, as intelligence chief from all the insiders I know, including Ed Martin, who I've known 25, 26 years, is the real deal. They have wanted him the whole time for one of those top positions. This is a big deal. It's a good thing. I just call balls and strikes here. Gabbard, excellent. She got out of there. This is another excellent replacement. This is very heartening. Woo! Russia has launched even bigger attacks than last week against Kiev with missiles and bombs and drones. We'll be getting to all that. And tying this into Israel, all of these mainline hosts who basically go with whatever is most popular, that stick their finger up in the wind, are totally turning against Israel and saying Israel's the main evil in the world. What should that be telling Israel about its propaganda and its actions and how it's backfiring? A lot of people go, good, then you know, thank God Israel's the bad. So have you thought of the next order of events when the entire power axis of Jews then get behind this because they think Israel's about to go down and then the conflict comes out of that with the nuclear power? I mean, I'm trying to stop all these wars with Russia and Iran and China and Israel. And it's just getting crazier and crazier by the minute. And then all hell's broken loose in the UK. This is one hell of a transmission. Stay with us.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster, and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it. And get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. We are the resistance. Join us and share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Tuesday Live. Trump says the whole world is turned against Israel because of Netanyahu's action. Tune in now and learn why 47 told Israel's prime minister, "You're effing crazy." Plus, UK explodes as public learns that massive Islamic rape gangs were protected. This is in major testimony in Parliament. And these are all documented cases they're bringing up of hardcore satanic torture. Buildings full of little girls in dog cages, mass rape, murder, chopping their bodies up and feeding them to people at kebab shops. All confirmed. Hundreds of thousands of girls raped that we know of, thousands murdered, the government and police protecting them, the Muslims providing slave brothels of children as young as 5 years old, up to about the average age of 12. Almost all the major orphanages running child sex slavery dungeons with the Muslims. Any good police officers that would expose it would be fired or murdered. It's all coming out. And Keir Starmer was the head magistrate over the CPS, Child Protective Services, for 15 years. Before that, he was the deputy magistrate and protected the industrial-level mass murder, Satanism, pedophile cult. The same stuff you see in the Epstein files. Murdering, raping, brutalizing, nailing little girls' tongues to boards, having pit bulls rape them in dungeons. And now it's all in front of Parliament. And I'm watching this testimony last night, you know, gone on during the day yesterday. And I watched like 2 hours of it, and I was tired yesterday. But I got in bed, I had my iPad, and was researching. Ooh, I'm going to watch this. And I watched hours of it. And I went to bed at like 1 o'clock, and I was so upset I woke up at 4. So I've had 3 hours sleep. So massive research has gone into all this. And then you've got the UK really waking up because it's their George Floyd moment. It wasn't a crackhead enough fentanyl to kill 3 people in their own corner report. No, it was a young man with no criminal record, upstanding, and this Sikh wannabe thuggy, where the term thug comes from. It's a death cult. They actually kill people in a satanic ritual. Oh, as usual. Look it up. Look up the thuggy and their dark rituals of killing people and draining their blood. He stabbed him, and they come. He's bleeding out, and he says, "That man is a racist." So they handcuff him. He begs. He dies. The police just sit back and laugh. Now the killer's been convicted. Life in prison, 24 years. He'll have to serve at least. We have the body cam footage just released. And It's really captured the public's attention about how, whether you're anywhere in the West, it is open war on white people, all run by the exact same system and by design. And More than 15 ethnic groups from Africa, Asia, the Middle East, you name it, are allowed to carry swords and daggers, saying it's part of their religion. But even chefs in the UK have to get a license to have a butcher knife. So if you're white, you can't have knives. But if you're a Muslim or one of these other groups, you're allowed to march around with your swords in public and threaten people. And if the Muslims see you walking your dog, they'll stab you. And and they usually don't even get in trouble, even if they murder you. Their favorite thing is to stab babies in baby carriages. We have like 10 new accounts, videos this week in Europe and the UK. I mean, it is just, it is absolute mass slaughter and death. And it's all planned out, all with precision, all totally protected. You cannot make up the magnitude of this. So we have all of that. And we have updates on Section 224 of the Defense Authorization Act, which literally turns complete control of all major U.S. intelligence agencies, all major DARPA, MIT research systems, all secret weapon systems, all satellite systems to be lifetime integrated into Israel. And the amounts of money Israel's given to be secret under national security. So you don't like aid Israel? How about Israel just merges with the United States? We've got updates on that. We have another visit by Viktor Boot, big Russian insider on all these developments. We have Peter Tichton joining us, big Trump lawyer and confidant, who spearheaded getting Tina Peters out of prison. She got out yesterday. He'll be joining us, and we'll also then take phone calls for the entire fourth hour on this live Tuesday, June transmission. Again, it is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026, and there's so much more I haven't gotten to that we'll be obviously breaking down, but I just wanted to throw out some of the news and some of the information that we're going to be laying out for you here today. Don't forget, you found the new operation. You found the Alex Jones Network, but a lot of people are confused, and you're the emissary of the truth. You're the Paul Revere. Hit your email list. Hit your text message list. Tell your crew. Tell your neighbors. Tell your coworkers. Tell your church. Hey, the forbidden guy, Alex Jones, he never missed a beat. He's been on air for the month they shut down InfoWars at alexjoneslive.com. You'll find the verboten information, the forbidden information, with the free audio and video feeds and all the articles and the special reports and our same great reporters and crew, from John Bound to Rob Dude to Darren McBreen to Harrison Smith. The list goes on and on, with the contributing work of Brian Morello and so many others at alexjoneslive.com. And I know you know that. Well, share it. That's how we break the back of the globalist. alexjoneslive.com. And share the live feeds at alexjoneslive.com/show. They're also on the front page, but they'll take you right to the feeds. alexjoneslive.com/show. And rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new official Rumble. Over 700,000 followers in the last 2-3 weeks. And growing. I haven't checked the latest number, but everything's updated there. The live feeds, the articles, the clips, everything right there as well. And on X, at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. On X, be sure and share that as well. It does everything. It doesn't help. It's everything. We've got the intel. We've got the guests. We've got the research. We got the great calls. We got this family. We're just a focal point of the liberty movement worldwide, not just here in America. But we're all fish in this big ocean, but all of us spreading the word and speaking out creates the water itself. We're a fish out of water. You're a fish out of water. Without the word of mouth of people power, you're the wind in all of our sails collectively. Remember that. Let it burn into your brain and share those links like your future depends on it, because it does. AlexJonesLive.com. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. X at Real Alex Jones. Share it now. And promote those local AM and FM affiliates. They are so awesome. Thank them. Thank you. Okay. Axios, that is Trump's favorite place to leak information. And I'm told it was Trump's. Had a transcript made of the call and gave it to Axios, so the sections he wanted. And you notice Netanyahu hasn't denied it. You notice Mark Levin said, whoever leaked that needs to be arrested. This is what Trump told him. Now, you could say, well, he did that for face saving here, or he did that for good cop, bad cop. Obviously. But Trump more and more is getting ready to throw Netanyahu under the bus, meaning he's about to end the war and blame the failure of it on Netanyahu, who did cook it up, lobby it in Congress, lobby it with Trump, and start it. But Trump's still to blame. But this isn't about who's to blame. It's about ending the war. Then we can deal with who's to blame. And I say that because I shot two reports last night about this and got flooded with comments. I don't mind being criticized, but I mind you being wrong. Those people, what are you doing sucking Trump's wiener? What are you doing brown-nosing Trump? Go read the comments, thousands of them, millions of views on the videos. Yeah, it's over. No, the war is going to continue. This is all bull. Why are you saying Trump now is mad at Netanyahu? He's a puppet of Netanyahu. Well, wouldn't you like him to stop being a puppet of Netanyahu? My reports were about the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, that literally in Section 224 has Israel become a takeover system of our military and intelligence systems. And so, yeah, we know Israel to a great extent controls our foreign and domestic policies, trying to exert more control, so we're spotlighting it. And when Trump starts moving in the right direction, we jump on that to then exert our will as the American people, as constituents. So, again, this isn't about, oh, this makes Trump look good. He's bashing Netanyahu because Netanyahu is the most unpopular man in the world in all the major polls. What are you doing carrying water for Trump? That's mental illness. We want the strait open. We want the war done. We want the inflation back under control. We want the recovery to work. We want the civilians to stop dying. That's what this is all about. That we elected Trump to stop all these wars. He said he'd end the war in Ukraine in a day. He could have. He turns off the intelligence and the money, but he hasn't. Doesn't mean we don't keep pushing Trump to end this damn potentially world-ending war. So I will continue to push for the end of the Iran war. I will continue to push for the end of the Ukraine war. I will continue to push to secure the border and to get people in there that'll do their job. And I will have the former head of the Border Patrol on, Bovino, a week and a half ago, exposing that a bunch of sellouts are in there, and they brought in a bunch of Democrat NGO people, and I said, this is terrible. Another betrayal of Trump. Does he know about it? I don't know, but we're exposing it. We're watchmen on the wall. I'm going to report to you what's going on. This is about Trump and his relationship with Netanyahu and the neocons and how he got on board with Midnight Hammer saying this will get rid of the uranium. And I said it's a setup. Camel's under the tent flap. This is to bring it to full war. That happened. I said the mullahs won't fall. The strait will be closed. It will derail the economic recovery. And we'll go into the Great Reset that we've been positioned for. This is a big deal. And who was right 94 days ago? We were. Because this has been well studied. And so the fact that Trump, it was Trump, would leak to Axios, his favorite place to leak other than Fox, the transcript of what he said to Netanyahu shows that he understands how unpopular this war is, how the Republicans are going to lose the midterm, and obviously he's doing it to be a good cop. Great, but he's paving the way to throw Netanyahu overboard. And that's great. Because then we could end this war, and then we could put pressure on the Israel lobby that's literally trying to take over our entire military-industrial complex right now. So that's what this is about. This isn't about cults of personality. It's not about, well, if Trump starts doing the right thing, you know, that means you're kissing his ass if you report it. What the hell does that mean? We want to end the war. We want to stop this. That is what this issue is about. And then I saw the neocons and you know, white pillar Q-tard types going, oh, you know, we won the war. Be quiet. This Axios thing is fake, meant to embarrass Trump. It's not real. Oh, have you seen Trump on Truth Social saying Axios are liars? That didn't happen in the conversation? No. Now, let me explain something to you. This conversation that you heard yesterday, I was told word for word by two people that were in the room before Midnight Hammer last year that Trump basically said those exact things. And I told you back then he said them. And I said, this is great. We narrowly avoided this. And all the neocons that came after Tucker Carlson and behind the scenes Joe Kent and Tulsi Gabbard and others. But Tucker used to basically live up there half the time. He was in the cabinet meetings, the closed door ones. Trump wanted him as an advisor. Obviously, Tucker told me a lot of this. I got other sources as well. You can put two and two together who comes on the show and the other shows and comes on with my son and all the rest of it. The point is, we're getting this from directly inside there. Like when I told you Cash Patel said, I order no intelligence agency investigating foreign involvement in Charlie Kirk's murder. We broke that. It came out later. That was real. Of course it was. So let's get it straight. Trump did tell Netanyahu, you're effing crazy. He did say you keep killing whole buildings of civilians to get one Hezbollah or Hamas fighter. He did say you'd be an effing prison if it wasn't for me. He did say the whole world's turning against Israel because of your bad attitude and your ingratitude. And every time Trump tries to get a peace deal, which he does want, Netanyahu, you know, Trump's all about getting peace deals and all the rest of it. Netanyahu launches bigger attacks in Lebanon and other areas to drag us back in. And I know the thinking of Trump because I've talked to a whole bunch of people that have had long conversations with the president on these very subjects. So he is open to being getting back on track. Doesn't mean we forgive him. Doesn't mean that. He's a lame duck. He'll be gone soon anyways. It's about what? Not about Trump. About getting him to do the right thing to end these potentially planet-ending wars that are certainly screwing the economy and killing a lot of innocent civilians. Right? That's the goal. That's the goal here. But the Democrats and their operatives want Trump to continue to screw up because they know it's political suicide for the Republicans. An explosive report from Axios yesterday said Trump unloaded on Netanyahu over the phone. You're effing crazy. You'd be in prison if it wasn't for me. I'm saving your ass. Everybody hates you. Everybody hates Israel because of this. And he goes on. Now, here's an AI version. Again, we're not saying this is real, but this is, you know, just an AI rendition of some of what Trump said to Netanyahu.
You are f***ing crazy. You'd be in prison if it weren't for me. I'm saving your ass. Everybody hates you now. Everybody hates Israel because of this.
And if you want to know how unpopular Israel is now, here's a short clip of Sean Ryan with Megyn Kelly. And you know, Sean Ryan's an interesting guy and has a lot of interesting guests on him. I'm not putting him down, but he's not like Mr. Avant-garde, hardcore, anti-globalist in the past. But now because it's so mainstream and so safe to do and everybody's doing it, Megyn Kelly says, what's core MAGA now? Sean Ryan, I have no idea. Pedophiles supporting Israel lobby. So when big mainline shows are saying what's left in MAGA is the Israeli operatives and the Epstein class, what did I say back when Elon left? And I was like, you watch it. Everybody wanted to choose a side. Are you with Elon or are you with Trump? And I said, well, I'm with Elon because I respect him and I respect Doge and what they really did. And I'm really concerned Trump's been signed on by his buddies who he's protecting. This will end up destroying him. And that was an obvious thing. And people said, oh, you're a traitor. You're off the Trump train. Don't say that. Screw Elon. Well, where are we now? Trump went from 56 approval rating to 30% now. We're going to lose the midterms. All the numbers are in currently. The economy's in shambles. The war was a lie, a fraud designed to fail. Here we are. I was trying to save the country and stop the wars. I was trying to be moral. And now Israel's leadership's arrogance and their public statements on TV, his cabinet about we're going to murder everybody, we control America, ha, 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 we're not going to let a peace deal happen, we're going to take over the Pentagon, we're going to primary Thomas Massie and you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and everybody else. Now the world's already in the fourth turning, a giant awakening, and it should be to AI and Satan and the New World Order and open borders and communist China and the globalists, and the transhumanists and the depopulation cult and Bill Gates and Israel's corruption and the EU's corruption, the UK pedophile rings. But instead, it's all Israel. That's the thing. That's the hot thing. That's all people are learning about. It's all they're knowing about. And how's Israel respond? What did I say? They would double down when this happened, and now they're trying to, with all their pressure and all their people, take over the government, to have an actual coup over the Pentagon in the legislation, going for broke. And I'm like, we got to raise the alarm because now Israel's gone into every stereotype of wanting world domination. Israel starts bragging. We're the world superpower. We control America. We're taking over. That's what Israel's doing under all this pressure, is circling the wagons and going, let's go. So now we're going to get a big old dose of chutzpah. And I ask all these people that are just pure anti-Israel. It's their religion. It's all they know. Hey, what about China? What about the EU? What about the globalist death cult? What about, oh, that doesn't exist. All I know about is Israel. Why are you covering up for Israel? They don't know that when you're out swimming around in the ocean, a tiger shark could eat you or a great white. I'm like, oh, look, there's a tiger shark. Those eat more people than great whites. Why are you covering up for the great whites? It's like a water moccasin can bite you and so can a rattlesnake. So it's like they just don't understand any of this. And my point is I knew what the Jewish mafia that controls the Jews through fear and control and made deals with Hitler to make him go to Palestine so they could steal the Jews' money. And it's all so sick. That's all declassified. George Soros was Jewish, helping round up Jews, you know, all that. Madeleine Albright's dad was one of the head guys. I understand the true sickness of the Zionists and how they hired all these top Nazis to help set up Mossad and run everything when Israel got founded in 47. And I understand that they want the persecution. They want this big conflict, and they believe they're going to come out on top and play the victim, and it'll all be World War II archetypes 2.0. And so I said, oh, all you anti-Israel folks are going to make it all about that, and the Israel controllers, they know that, and they've got it all planned with false flags, nuclear false flags, blowing up synagogues to blame everybody, and all sorts of other nasties. They wouldn't be doing this with so much confidence if they didn't think they had a plan to win. And I said, you want to avoid this, folks. The only way to win this game is not to play, like war games. Same thing with Iran. It's all been war games. 90%+ chance the Middle East wouldn't fall for over a year. 100% chance they'd close the strait strategically, Pentagon told Trump. I said, it's a trap. Israel's committing you to full war because they know that they pissed the whole world off, and now they want to get the U.S. on board, have the world hate us as well, and suck us in to this. And then domestically, Israel would make a run at full control of the legislative, the executive they pretty much have, and now the entire intelligence agency Pentagon system. And now Israel's totally committed to a full takeover of the U.S., and they got all these nuclear weapons and all the rest of it. And I was just like, just politically expose it. Don't get into the dogfight here with them and unify everybody about anti-war and prosperity and freedom. But instead, this all happened. Trump saw the left attacking Israel and doing all that stuff allied with the Muslims. He said, well, I'm not with them. I'm pro-Israel. And so now he fully committed to that and said, my spirit animal is Mark Levin. Do what he says, and all his original MAGA are bad. That blew up his base under him. Now he realizes he's totally screwed and set up. And that's where we are. Don't go to war with China unless you have to. Russia unless you have to. Iran unless you have to. And now we're in an internal war with the Israel lobby going for broke, purposely positioning itself for a fight for its life. Rolling the dice. Chutzpah, take it to the next level.
If you think what we do here is valuable, giving the voice to the voiceless, supporting stories and telling narratives that are ignored or downplayed by mainstream outlets, I hope you support us because we cannot do this without you. We do not have billionaires with bottomless pockets, you know, keeping us afloat. We depend entirely on you, which is a good thing. I'm not complaining about that. It keeps us sharp. And it really does. I honestly, it's pressure every single show. The idea of phoning it in, the idea of, well, we'll just, you know, do whatever. It never even enters into the mind. It feels like every time we go live, every time I see that, you know, number countdown to 11 a.m. Central, or I'm doing War Room 3 p.m. Central, it's like, we got to bring it. We got to deliver to you what you expect of us, because we know that you're not just supporting us out of the kindness of your hearts because you think we're great guys. You expect something of us. You expect us to bring you the information that you need to know. You expect us to be delivering a high energy program. We understand that we don't deserve your support without providing something in return, and we bring that same philosophy to the products. And we don't expect you to buy a product just because you like us. You buy the product because they're fantastic products and because they actually work, because we want you coming back again and again. Just like if you tune in and watch a show randomly, if it's the first time you've ever watched us, I hope that every single show is the type of show that would bring people back for more. That, you know, if it just happens to be it's your first time tuning in and we're just slacking off and not putting on a good show, then, you know, why would you ever come back? It's the same idea with the supplements. If you buy a supplement, it may be the first time you've ever bought it. We can't have one bad supplement and a bunch of other good ones. They all have to be perfect, just like all of our stories have to be perfect. Because not only do we know that we have a discriminating audience, that our working people, working class, who, when they buy something from us, we know that it's a sacrifice for them. It can be. It's not really, because you're getting a fantastic product. So really, it's just purchasing a product. It's not really that sacrificial, but you could spend your product, you could spend your money elsewhere. We understand that. We want to be worthy of it. We want you coming back for more. And we don't cut corners, because that is a path to total destruction. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing to have this type of pressure. And maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just my personality defect. But I think it's sort of a human thing that, like, you know, if you're just going to get paid anyway, why should you work all that hard? If it doesn't really matter what the outcome is, why should you put in the extra effort? I kind of like having the pressure. You know, I don't know how good I would be at putting a show on every day if I didn't know it started at 11 a.m. exactly, and that it was programmed to start without me if I wasn't here, and I got to be here to do it. It's like, I need that pressure. Some of us need that pressure. It'd be easy to just be lazy if we didn't have that pressure. So pressure's a good thing. We put it on ourselves, and we hope that we live up to your expectations. This week is the final week to be entered to win both the custom H1 Hummer and the 2026 Dodge Charger. You're always entered to win a car if you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, but once a month, there's a week where you can be entered to win both the cars, so you're doubling up your chances to win both, either or both of the cars, plus $20,000 in cash. For every dollar you spend, you get 100 times entries this week only at thealexjonesstore.com. We're also giving you a free $10 on thealexjonesstore.com. Anything you purchase will be $10 off. That offer ends Monday, June 1st at midnight. There's also different tiers of benefits. So if you spend $99, you're going to get free shipping. Spend $125 at thealexjonesstore.com, you get free CMOS capsules and the free shipping. Spend $175, you get free Shilajit capsules, free CMOS capsules, and free shipping. That's the offer right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you.
Weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way.
Tell your children,
not to hear my words.
What they mean, what they say. Mother, mother,
mother.
Can you keep them?
Can you keep them in the dark for a while?
Can you hide them?
Can you hide them from the wedding world?
Oh,
listen, whisper, and make them think you don't want them to hear you. Give me the Streisand effect. I welcome the persecution. I revel in my suffering.
suffering. Because it is the proof of the victory. Because I don't mind the pain. Till you're bleeding. All right, let me get back to this. Israel sees the power vacuum of the different global power structures. They say this on Israeli TV. We play the clips constantly. Have new ones today. All this provocative stuff. We run everything. We're the bosses. We're censoring you. We'll arrest anybody who doesn't do what we say. And the very same globalists funding and running all that are funding all the Muslims and the left and Soros and all the kill the Jew stuff to create this clash of civilizations. And so we're being committed into this as the underlying culture war in all the countries while the big kinetic and economic wars happen geopolitically. And so as a bellwether, when you see Sean Ryan going into an Israeli coup over America and pedophile rings running it all, and that's just indicative. I see it everywhere. To the point of, if I talk about China or NATO or all these other serious threats and predatory power groups, I get excoriated by people that have very limited political knowledge, but they've learned about Israel power that we've exposed forever. And they only want to talk about that. Whereas you have to have all the pieces to get this. And I'm reaching out, and they had all the former intelligence chiefs in Israel and most of their former generals come out a year ago and 6 months ago before this and talk to Tucker, like 30-plus of them a couple months ago, and say, this is insane in the war now. Netanyahu's psychotic. He's doing this to stay out of prison. It's a clash of civilizations. It'll end up destroying Israel in the end. Yeah, no kidding. And again, a lot of idiots go, good, the mountain's the sea. Have you war-gamed that? Israel will take us all with them. And you heard Victor Boot last week. He said, hey, everybody wants to gang up on Russia, have a nuclear war. We'll end up 0-0, but we'll take you with us. If you want to bang heads with me, we'll show you what it's like. If you want to find hell with me, you came to the right place. And that's where all this leads. That's where all this goes. Global depression, bare minimum. The UN will release new viruses, lockdowns. That was their A plan. War's their B plan. I'm looking at the 35,000-foot view at all this, folks. We need to derail all this crap. Russia, a week ago, launched the biggest attacks in 4.5 years. They just did bigger ones last night. They told a week ago, or 8 days ago, they told all the U.S. diplomats and people, they said, get out of Ukraine, get out of Kharkiv, get out of Kyiv right now. You don't think Boot, regional leader, hooked in buddies with Putin? You don't think he didn't tell you something 4 months ago when he said, coming up the next 3-4 months, if a deal isn't made, we're not letting NATO resupply and roll out this robot army. He said it then. Now they announced it over the weekend. Thousands of little robot tanks and all the rest of the stuff's being now deployed. He said, we're going to go ahead and just go in and take the whole thing. And if NATO wants to come in officially against us, it's nuclear war, bitch. And we're going to nuke London first. Now, he said that 4 months ago as a message. The Russian Foreign Ministry and Defense Ministry all said that 8 days ago. It, word for word, what Victor Boot told you here. Kind of important, huh? Kind of a big deal. He's coming up in 20 minutes. So I want to shift gears into the big awakening happening in the UK and the horrors of this. But it's important to understand the asymmetrical warfare of the left and the globals carry out. Why they want to bring down Western civilization because it's incompatible with their overall world government plan, transhumanism. But let's go ahead and go to the Sean Ryan clip. It's short. Here it is.
There is, you know, what's core MAGA now?
I have no idea.
I think I know. Trump has said from the beginning.
Pedophile supporting Israeli lobby? Well, I have no idea.
Need a different acronym. But Trump has said from the beginning that he defines what MAGA is. MAGA is what I say it is, he has said. And he's not wrong. It's his moniker. It's his campaign slogan. And all along, he's defined what is and is not MAGA. And he told me personally, MAGA will feel the way I want them to feel. I'll tell them how to feel about this, that, or the other thing, and they will. And he has been totally right on that. The problem for Trump now is that he has defined MAGA literally to those who agree with Mark Levin. If you don't agree with Mark Levin, you're not MAGA, which means you must be a neocon whose main issue is what's in the best interest of Israel. And that defines MAGA down to nothing. It's a nub. So what's that? It's not large. It's not important. It's not cool. It's not appealing to young people. It has no future. Much like Mark Levin himself, it's old, it's angry, and it's dying. And so those are the people who, like, the diehard loyalists who will just feel the way Trump wants them to feel are the ones who are harassing you for saying what you think about Thomas Massie. They're entitled to their opinion, but they do not represent the Republican Party. They don't represent the right, and they definitely don't represent the future.
The numbers are out again. Levin has the lowest ratings on Fox. Ben Shapiro is in total free fall right now. And that's who Trump hitched himself to. That's why when Trump comes out and leaks it to Axios, what he said, and it's all confirmed, the White House hasn't denied it. Yes, he's doing it to save face, and he's doing it to get ready to admit he was wrong, but blame Netanyahu and pull out. That's the whole goal here. Not facelifting Trump. Oh, look, he's good. He's going to end the war. He admits Netanyahu's bad. Yeah, we all know it's a cheap trick. That don't matter. It's ending the war. But Israel's answer, as I've been telling you for the last year plus, when this war they got became protracted, they would try to control us domestically to control foreign policy and make their move. But it was even more bold than I thought with the new NDAA, the $1 trillion-plus defense budget they're trying to pass right now, with Section 224 to literally put Israel, I read the document on air yesterday, took 30 minutes just to read the subsections. Control of everything, DARPA, ARPANET, the satellites, the telemetry, the secret weapons, the unlimited money, all secret to Israel. It's an Israeli marriage into the U.S. deep state and a coup because they always sell our secrets to China. Might as well put a thousand Jonathan Pollards in to run everything. So here's John Bound's short report on this, and then I'm going to shift gears into the big awakening in the U.K.
In a bombshell development buried deep in the House Armed Services Committee's draft for the fiscal year 2027 National Defense Authorization Act, Section 224 establishes the so-called United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative. It demands the Secretary of Defense appoint a dedicated executive agent to synchronize U.S. and Israeli efforts across artificial intelligence, cyber operations, biotechnology, quantum computing, autonomous systems, directed energy weapons, and missile tech. This isn't a partnership. It's a technocratic fusion with calls for bilateral R&D, co-production of weapons, joint ventures, licensing deals, network integration, and full data fusion. American military secrets could soon flow directly to the IDF. This initiative builds on decades of over $200 billion in U.S. taxpayer support to Israel, but takes it to unprecedented levels by embedding Israeli influence directly into the Pentagon's decision-making and industrial base, creating co-production facilities on U.S. soil, generating jobs that lock in congressional support while handing Israel leverage over American defense priorities. Data sharing and network integration raise massive red flags for espionage risks and the loss of strategic autonomy. Transparent American oversight would be a relic of the past.
They're taking it off budget and nesting it inside the classified ledgers of the Pentagon, which last time I checked, if you add it all up, there's over $15 trillion been stolen or disappeared starting in the mid-1990s until now. And of course, they just failed their audit again. In it, and I've got the subsections here, it says that Israel's funding and military operations will just go into the classified divisions of the Pentagon, and then through those mechanisms, you don't even know how much money they're going to get. And they're calling it partnership with Israel on weapons and so and security so and intelligence. So that's why Netanyahu's like, hey, we want to wean ourselves off of Washington. Oh, Israel's going to get off our tit. Nope, sorry. Israel is going to literally slice us open and crawl inside our belly and just feed inside our stomach itself at point-blank range. So Israel's not going to just be hanging off the hind tit now. Israel's going to, like a face sucker, plant an egg in our stomach, and then it just feeds inside our stomach till it grows up to a big enough level, and then boom, 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 punches its way out and comes out and says, here's Johnny.
As this technocratic fusion advances, it will further enforce Israel's reach into suppressing American dissent amid a wave of new laws and the outsized role of dual citizens in rewriting the rules of our Constitution, with anti-BDS measures already embedded in numerous state contracts and federal proposals, and broader efforts to equate criticism of Israeli policy with anti-Semitism gaining traction. This deepened military-industrial integration creates powerful new levers. What begins as cooperation risks becoming a framework where questioning Section 224 itself triggers accelerating the criminalization of dissent under the guise of national security. Most of us assumed America First meant no secret mergers, especially mergers undermining the military and the will of we the people. Section 224 must be ripped out of the 2027 NDAA post-haste. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network.
The report is at alexjoneslive.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now. Alex Jones Live.
Now let me add some depth to the NDAA Section 224. That's why you tune in. I'm not bragging. It's just this is what we do. Because everybody else addresses things one-dimensionally. This story, that story, this bill, that bill. Not me. Starting about 5 years ago, 37 states, last time I looked, you can just type in, number of states that have passed laws outlawing boycotting of Israel by municipalities or corporations. And by outlawing it, if case last year, San Marcos was just going to have a simple declaration vote at their city council decrying the killing of civilians in Gaza. It's a big city south of Austin. A big city. I mean, it's a large town. And the governor has a law passed that said, well, okay, you can't have any state money if you do that. And any contractor in the state can't have a state contract if you ever criticize Israel in any way, including any boycott. Yeah, map shows states where boycotting Israel is illegal. Look at that. Newsweek. It's 30 plus. I went from memory. I think it's like 34, 35. You can count them up. Let's see if I'm right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30 something. Yeah. So my point is, I was up till 1 in the morning researching, and then I had nothing but dreams about this for 3 hours. Passed legislation, 30-something states, executive order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, let me count them all, make sure I'm right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, oh, the memory, thank you for that, God. So, and you're like, you criticize any Israeli company and you're banned from government contracts and your city gets all of its state funding that they take from you in property tax cut. They've done this around the country to a bunch of towns and cities because Israel is coming in to literally merge the military industrial complex and claim that they get joint rights to all the money. But the law says in the new defense authorization that it has to be built here, but owned by the Israelis. And there it is. You boycott that or anything else they don't like. Just like Trump has executive orders saying you can't sue data centers, you can't sue big tech, you can't sue AI. It's all about these groups being above the law. I'm sorry, it was worse than I said. See, my memory was 34, 35, 33. I'm sorry. Even Wikipedia says 38 states have passed bills and executive orders designed to discourage boycotts of Israel. Well, no, I mean, it makes it illegal to give you a government contract for building highways, anything, if you've done any criticism of Israel. Are you starting to figure this out? And you got to understand, Israel doesn't have any extradition with the U.S. They've got all these dual citizens. How many members of the Congress are dual citizens? It's a lot. Bank robbery, theft, pedophilia, go to Israel, you're fine. So, again, just like the U.S. government corruption has used Ukraine to launder money forever, same thing with Israel, you can just run back over there and do whatever you want. This is a takeover. But you notice all this talk about the NDAA, nobody talks about all that legislation. Or the ADL training most of the police departments. And saying they're going to get you and use the same energy of exploding pagers on American citizens if you say Zionism is bad or if you say that Israel got us into this war. That's Jonathan Greenblatt months ago. See the videos again? And who does Greenblatt love to attack more than anybody? Me. Because I don't come after him with some idiot in a Hugo Boss uniform saying Heil Hitler. I don't hate Jews in general. I hate this group trying to take over. And I don't think anybody can disagree with me. This is going on. And I want to give Jews in general, most of which are just like the general public brainwashed, a chance to wake up and join us in decrying this type of behavior right here. I was sworn to secrecy, so I'm not going to say it. But I had the head of a federal agency in 2017 approach me. And I told you about some of the stuff. I have these meetings in confidence, and I don't break those meetings unless what they're doing is illegal at them. And they told me about the different groups and organizations, but one of them was also brought, I never mentioned this, the richest guy in the world at the time wanted to buy me off for $50 million a year, personal payment, to work for them. I said no. They said, fine, you're about to get sued, and I was. But, oh, Mr. Greenblatt really liked me, and he wanted to meet me, big pals, too. Of course, I didn't meet Mr. Greenblatt. No thanks. I'm not an Israeli operative like you, pal. Not for sale. My ancestors weren't. I'm not. There ain't no price tag on this. I'm already committed and sold to Jesus and the American Republic. And there's no better feeling than being committed to something that you know is right. Now, I was loaded for bear on this, but I can't do it justice right now. But I will assure you, even if you're watching live at lunch or whatever, you got to leave us soon. You'll want to go to X for Alex Jones this afternoon after the show. You'll want to go to Rumble and the Alex Jones show live. Because I said I was going to take calls in the fourth hour. But I'm not going to. You know, I love your calls. We'll do a bunch of calls tomorrow. I need to spend at least 30 minutes on each one of these two stacks out of the UK. They had parliamentary hearings forced through by mass signature referendum to publish the admitted record of mass human trafficking, sex slavery of children carried out by Muslims but protected by Keir Starmer. Incredible clips and documents. That's right here. Then we've got the murder of Henry Nowak, and he's stabbed, and the police sit there and laugh while he dies. And the Sikh sits there laughing about it, and his whole family makes up, you know, a bunch of stories. Now he's been sentenced to life in prison, and now the body cam has been released. But this has really gotten the public's attention. But it's the same all over the Western world, where whites are allowed to be murdered and killed, and the government tries to cover it up. But they failed here. It's really captured the public's attention. Incredible. Stabbed him 4 times in the chest. For just no reason, but he was white. The political police show up, handcuff him because the guy says, that's a racist. And they watch him bleed out and die. And they tried to cover it up. But the point is, this is a microcosm of how this goes on everywhere. That's coming up in the fourth hour. I'm going to set this aside. This is incredible information, because no matter where you live in the Western world, you're under the same attack, the same systems, the same brainwashing, the same programs. Yeah, look at that photo of him handcuffed, begging as he bleeds out. They waited until he died, until they let the ambulance take him. They're happy. It's funny to the police. You're going to see the enjoyment. They're murdering a white man. The leftist. It's all their big license to kill, with the judges letting on all the killers. And doing all this, you see it everywhere. And banning murals to white people murdered in the U.S., all that. This is a cult. This is a program on purpose. We're going to go to break. Remember, I'm listener-funded, so I sell you great products that really work. You're missing out if you don't get them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's a one-day mega sale. 40% off methylene red, atomic defense, methylene blue tincture, methylene blue gummies, MK Ultra Brain Booster, Warcry smelling salts, 35% off zeolite detoxifying tincture, creatine powder, incredible, Irish sea moss, methylene blue caps, iodine tincture, T3 about to sell out. Despite that, 30% off sea moss gummies, Shilajit caps and gummies, ultimate chill energy, and more. And this week, it happens every month now, in the last week of a deal, every order gets you 100X put in the sweepstakes to win both badass Americana vehicles. This is one a month, but there's that one week when a new one's starting where you can get put in to win both and $20,000 in cash. Final week for the custom H1 Hummer 2026 Dodge Charger Scat Pack, $20,000 cash. Spend $1, get 100X entered. Also, you can win the other vehicle as well. That's just the time to be able to get it right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action. Whatever you do, share the live feeds now.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. That, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the Sea Moss capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Share the links at AlexJonesLive.com and on Rumble at TheAlexJonesShowLive.com. Shilajit gummies.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.